Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild.
With me today, you'll know it's Christmas because Carols by Candlelight is coming. David Hutton from Vision Australia. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Now, you'd like to talk about carols.
Yes. So this year, we're doing it a little differently.
We are. We're very, very sad that we won't be able to have an audience at carols this year. COVID-19 has been a part of everybody's life this year. And at the time we had to decide whether or not to have an audience, Victoria was still very much locked down in the COVID situation. So we have to take the really, really hard decision to say no crowd, and we're going to turn on instead the best ever televised event of carols that we've ever seen.
I have to say, for many people, the Carols by Candlelight is a significant part of their Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. And look, we normally get between 8 and 10,000 people at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, but right across Australia, somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million people watch carols every Christmas Eve. It's a fantastic show, and it's so much part of Australia.
And you can tell because it lights up the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl once a year, and it's, you know, filled with joyful noises and a lot of kids running around.
Yes, yeah, it's a remarkable experience if you ever get a chance to go. I've been to 7 now because I get to go every single Christmas Eve because that's my job. But it's marvellous just to watch people on the lawn with the candles singing and swaying and so forth. It's a very Christmas thing.
And this year, as they say, Christmas is still coming and Christmas is still happening, but we'll do it in a COVID-safe way.
Very much so. You'll still see all of the stars, and we can talk about that in a few minutes if you like, but there's going to be some fantastic people on Carols by Candlelight this year, some people who are new, of course all of the old favourites that come along. It's still going to be a fabulous show.
And David Campbell will still host?
David, and for those of you who are in Victoria, the absolutely lovely Lavinia Nixon is going to be alongside of David. David's a great guy. I mean, he and I have got to know each other quite well over the last 7 years, and he's just very much part of the Carols family, and delighted to welcome Lavinia this year.
And this year, for people who are looking forward to watching Hamilton on stage, we get to see them.
We do. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be doing. They don't tell me these things. These things are top secret. But the musical Hamilton, Dami M, if you know Dami, she's coming along. And oh my God, she's just a fantastic singer and songwriter.
And of course, there are the yearly favourites like the Australian Girls Choir and the National Boys Choir.
Yes, and there's another group that I absolutely love too, the Melbourne Gospel Choir. They are just so powerful when they sing. And I love seeing them every single year. My family does too. They just absolutely love them.
And of course, Rob Mills and Bobby Fox.
Well, Rob's making a comeback after quite a few years away. And we're delighted to have him back, of course. He's such an iconic Australian performer.
And I suppose every year we celebrate with big stars, we celebrate with beautiful Christmas carols. But what we actually do after the carols is important as well, isn't it?
Very much so. Carols by Candlelight, for all of the singing and the wonderful Christmas tradition, it's about raising money for children who are blind or have low vision. And we look after thousands of children every single year, helping them on their journey towards having a normal, independent life, just like any other child.
This means like going to regular school, being to go places like any child, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if you imagine a child who's maybe three years of age, and they're like all of their friends who are sighted, they're off to kinder. So just by way of example, we spend a lot of time working with the kinder to make sure the teachers there understand how understand the needs of a child who's blind or has low vision. We talk to the other kids. We get the parents prepared. We get the child prepared. We make sure the environment's safe, that if they've got low vision, that there's bright markings around the place and so forth. And we get wonderful cooperation with the kinders and the preschools. But it's a big job getting a child into kinder or getting a child into school. And, a lot of the funds raised from Carols by Candlelight on Christmas Eve go to those types of services.
And one of the most important things, I think, is that we raise them and we help them become productive members of our society, independent members of our society.
Absolutely. We have a thing in our organisation that goes along these lines. So all of our services that we deliver are about either the education, the employment, the independence, or the social inclusion of people who are blind or have low vision. And children are no different. So making sure that child gets a great education, an education that's every bit as good as one of their sighted peers, means that they've got a much, much better chance of becoming employed. And in my organisation, I've got 100 people who are blind or have low vision out of 800 staff, and they do a fantastic job because they've grown up with services from Vision Australia.
With proper support and care, isn't it?
It is. It's proper. And the independence that these people have, seeing eye dogs, their white canes, they catch public transport like everybody else. They go to restaurants and they do their job just so well. They're every bit as good as our sighted employees.
And I guess one of the important things to take note as well is not all children are born with low or impaired vision. Some of them develop it as they grow old, isn't it?
Yes. And that can happen at any age. Some of the hereditary conditions that come through, retinitis pigmentosa, can hit a person as early as their younger years or teens, but people in their 20s and 30s and 40s can acquire it. It doesn't discriminate when it hits. People can have accidents or have strokes. There's all sorts of reasons why a person might be born with sight and then come to blindness later in life.
And you don't only help the children, but you also help young adults, so you don't discriminate as well.
We started day zero, and I was talking to someone a little while ago, who's 105.
Wow.
So it's right through the ages.
So anyone who needs help or assistance can call?
Oh, absolutely. If people are, and some of the signs are quite interesting, often children notice their parents. They notice them bumping into things, or you might be seeing bruises from coffee tables on legs, or someone might be getting a little bit clumsy, or they might be struggling to read the newspaper. Those are all signs potentially that low vision might be kicking in. And the best possible thing you can do is go to an optometrist, go to an ophthalmologist, or give Vision Australia a ring, and we'll help you out.
And regular checks are important as well.
Vitally important, absolutely vitally important. Something like macular degeneration is very, very common in older people. These days you can get injections into the eye for certain types of macular degeneration that slow down the progression of blindness. So a person might get, sort of 10 more years of reasonable sight through injections. So There's some tremendous opportunities associated with going to a health professional and getting an assessment often.
And this Christmas Eve, how can we help?
Oh, look, the first thing is tune in. Tune in to Channel 9. The Channel 9 people are fabulous group of people. We work with them and the Arts Centre Melbourne to put on Carols by Candlelight. So tune in at 8 o'clock, and if you're able, make a donation to Vision Australia, because you're genuinely helping some wonderful children lead a better life.
Thank you very much, Ron Hutton, and celebrating Christmas this year, COVID safe way, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and all of your listeners.
Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth. Maximat, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.